So that's a little different than what we're normally.
Yeah, welcome to Foul Monkeys. That's Bonquiqui.
Bonquiqui.
Her new single, I'ma Cut You.
You guys check
hitting the charts.
Look, she's cross-eyed.
No, for real. The video's hilarious. It's so funny.
Professional, too. Yeah. That's weird. I wonder, where she got the money to do that.
She's a big comedian. She is.
Anyway, welcome to Foul Monkeys. I'm Waylon.
This is Ricky.
This is James LeRoy.
Today is April 3rd at 7:47 p.m. 2012. And episode
411.
It's the greatest thing you'll ever put in your ears.
Absolutely.
You guess you could put it in your butt, too, if you wanted.
We can feel the reverberations.
And don't record it.
You know where else we're putting the show? Because it's moving.
Where are we putting it? Oh, yeah.
I forgot. I'm pretty.
At James and Waylon's house.
Hey.
The show is moving because, well.
You need the space.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you guys have space.
Yes.
Where are you guys going to put it, though? Where are you thinking of recording it?
It's probably going to go in a box and then pulled out when we record at the dining room table so that we have lots of room to spread out.
Spread it.
It's going to be really weird not to have this big thing in front of us.
It's going to be very
weird.
I'm
really thinking about selling it. I haven't really
selling it?
What?
Yeah. Well, I rarely ever use
it. Let's talk before you sell it.
Yeah. For real.
The only thing that really I'm keeping it for is because all my music's on it. I mean,
where was that? At Costco, we saw a pretty cheap terabyte.
Yeah,
but I just have this constant fear that my laptop will break. Then I won't have a computer. Well, I have my iPad.
Your iPad.
It's not the same.
No. I need to still get it.
So that makes me nervous, but I mean, I really don't need both, but since I have both, I might as well.
You might as well keep giving Apple money, because apparently on NPR today, as we were traveling here.
Oh my God.
Did you hear about the stock share?
The stock share.
$1,000 a share.
That's what they're guessing.
That's what they're
guessing.
But we didn't hear the rest of the story as NPR was like, and where are they getting those numbers?
Yeah.
But still, it wasn't like 700 right now?
No.
It's at 565 or 600.
600, maybe.
It's so far right now, it's the richest company in the world.
Yeah.
It's surpassed oil companies.
Yeah.
But not just 10 million. No,
trillion.
$8 billion.
Right.
So, could you imagine? No. Oh my God. I wish my parents were rich. Well, not even rich back then. Bought the stock for 50 cent. Mm-hmm. You would be so fucking rich right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
And y'all, we didn't win the lottery.
No, we didn't. No, we didn't.
Fuck.
My grandma got two numbers.
Do you get anything for two numbers?
No.
Oh. So apparently there's a lady, the lady that won in Maryland. Have you heard about this?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you did hear the story?
Yeah, I'll tell it anyway.
So this lady went into a pool. She's a McDonald's worker. She went into a pool with 15 of her coworkers, bought a ticket, or bought enough tickets, however much money they put in there, and they were going to share it. Well, apparently... Well, it hasn't really. She hasn't submitted the ticket yet, but she said she won. But she won because she went back later and bought her own tickets. So she's refusing to share the money with the other people.
Now that's going to be a hostile work environment, right there.
Hello.
I want to see the date stamp. I want to see the time stamp.
It's going to be. They're going to probably do it on camera and see when she was in there or whatever. But even still, it's. $171 million after taxes. There's 15 people. That's $11 million per person. Hmm. Why?
But still not
170.
Do you know what else I find interesting about lottery? Did you know that in some states, you don't have to announce. They don't have to announce who the winner is. But Indiana and Illinois, you have to say who won.
Right. I know Maryland's one of those states.
I don't get it.
And then where the other one was purchased. Where was that? Utah? Where was that?
I don't fucking know.
It's one of those weird
states. I didn't win, so that's all that matters.
Bitches.
So we did get some listener questions.
Yes.
Well, there are more, you know, I asked on
Statements.
Foul Monkeys podcast on Facebook. Uh-huh. You know, we're recording tonight. What do you want to discuss? Mm-hmm. Well, of course, Lala is validation, which I think we discussed.
We discussed that on the first show.
And then it goes to the shithole with Bjorn.
As always.
I mean, his first one he said is women's problems, which, you know, we do talk about a lot for people who don't have uteruses. And buffets, mm-hmm. which then Walt says, you're in healing anal fissure, which we've kind of brushed upon. Put some ointment on that last episode.
We brushed it.
Then Frederick, sausage on a stick, hell, any meat product on a stick. Oh, and turkey legs.
All right, turkey legs are weird. I don't like seeing them.
I don't eat meat off the bone, so.
I don't like seeing them at fairs and amusement parks and
they
streets.
Smell good, though. Every time I see them at the Renaissance
good, but
Festival.
They look gross, and all I can think of, no, that's really an emu leg that you're eating.
Hmm. So, and of course, Bjorn follows with that, and talk about me and Walt and Frederick, also bananas and anal linkage. And then Frederick says, not at all in the same sentence, of course, which then Bjorn says, I had to use two, but if you could. Walt says, yes, talk about me and Bjorn, and also talk about Frederick, bananas and anal linkage.
Leakage.
Link it. Leak edge. God damn it.
Oh, use your word.
Frederick. Oh, I think the fat whore meant Frederick, banana, and Walt, and anal leakage.
You read that wrong.
What?
I think that fat whore meant Frederick Reinhardt's banana and Walt's anal leakage.
As in, Frederick's tiny banana isn't enough to cause anyone anal leakage, especially Walt.
Wow. God, you listeners.
You listeners just totally had your own little world going on in there.
Well, wow. At least there's some action going on this room because there's not a lot of action that goes in on it. So, but that's partially our fault because
someone's going to get cut.
But thank you for... But definitely thank you for at least responding to that call for attention.
Because when I post, nothing is ever said.
And Bjorn,
everyone fucking loves Waylon.
Bjorn, I'm really upset. It doesn't even say Waylon, so fuck you.
Kidding.
I'm really upset that you
are.
Whoa. Whoa. Snapped.
Whoa. Stop.
I'm trying to talk about Bjorn here, and I need silence. I'm very disappointed that you're not going to be going to Pride 48.
Yeah, what's up with that? I told him that we would finger bang in his honor. And then he was like, Ricky, that is why I love you.
I know I read, but it's still. I guess we won't be able to cuddle.
Cuddle.
When was that going to happen?
I don't know.
Between Babaloo and Taylor?
What?
Well, there'd be maybe an auction.
What happened?
Oh my God, he's selling himself.
That's how we're going to raise. It'll be like that's how we'll raise money for Foul Monkeys.
Oh, for new microphones that we need? Yeah.
Wink, wink.
Yeah, which listener gets to have sex with James LeRoy or Waylon, or both at the same time.
Speaking of having sex, why don't I have Melinda Marissa Miranda's number? Do you guys have it?
Phone number?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
No. I've only contacted
through... Does she not do the text?
I don't know. I've only contacted her through Facebook.
She doesn't have Melinda Miranda. Future. She doesn't have a future box.
First, you better be going to Pride 48.
Oh, she is.
Oh, okay. Second, where's your number? I think I need that.
You know, if we ever,
I feel validated.
You know, if we ever do a Foul Monkeys cruise, she's already commented that she would go on a cruise with us in a heartbeat.
Oh my God, that would be fun.
Oh no.
I did.
The hamster. The hamster was moving.
I don't know how.
If we were that famous, I could be like, we're going to have a contest and we're going to invite two listeners to come onto a cruise with us.
It has nothing to do with famous. That has to do with who has the pocket change.
Right. I didn't even think about
Lurker.
That. I was just being nice and say, oh, well, enter your name into a contest, you know?
So,
but
wait,
if you're going to pay to be there, oh, that's even better.
Well, yeah. We could have like a, hey, Foul Monkeys is going on this cruise. Buy your tickets. That would be awful.
We should all pool.
What's awful is
we could pool together and get that $30,000 suite
on there that I could push them off the boat.
I would almost hope that they would be, because that would be the most entertaining week ever if there were a few choice people who decided, fuck, I'm going to go torment. I'm going to go stalk his ass on a ship.
On a boat. He
in
can't
the
get
sea.
I don't want to think about it.
No.
never mind. That game's not going to play. So, yeah, Melissa Miranda. What was her name?
Melissa Melinda Miranda.
Yeah, that, all Marissa. That. We're going to come up with new names for you this year. So what else we got to talk about? You have a list there.
We went through most of it, except for this weekend's Easter, which I think by the time this comes out, it may be past.
It's past Easter, yeah. Yeah. It's totally past Easter.
I'm actually, Vicky's editing.
I'm actually going to church.
That's weird.
Yeah, I'm singing, which by the way, Brad, James, I didn't tell you. I'm getting paid now.
At Shut the church? Up. How much can you say?
I'm not going to say, but I'm getting paid to sing.
Is it like 3 digits?
Yes.
But without a decimal?
Without.
Like after 3 digits?
What? Yeah.
Is it $100?
It's somewhere.
Who pays to sing at church?
Churches?
Actually, there's a lot of people. I have, in college, I had a church gig that on the weekends, they, sometimes smaller churches, they don't have a lot of people who want to sing, will pay professional singers to have good music at the church or to help lead the congregation.
Oh.
That's your time machine.
Yes. I was about to be pissed.
But yeah, so I'm getting paid to sing on Easter.
Don't you feel bad for taking that money, though? It belongs to the church.
No, they don't pay taxes. They might as well pay me.
Mm-hmm.
It's also my home congregation, so you which I feel worse about that, but they're going to give me the money whether or not I like it or not. I'm also singing a song I don't know.
I bet they pass the offering plate around you like 5 times.
And I'll be, yeah, and I'll be rehearsing once.
And what were you singing? Have you decided yet?
I'm doing a duet with someone, and I don't know what it's called, and I don't know it at all. So I'll be listening to it this week and then rehearsing it once on... Rehearsing it once on Saturday,
mm-hmm.
and then singing it at the ass crack of dawn on Sunday.
Like 6 o'clock service?
I don't know.
Do they do 6 o'clock service?
I don't think we do a sunrise service anymore, but we have a sunrise buffet breakfast thing.
See, that's where it's at.
Yeah. Actually, no, I loved working it. The youth group works it. The food was so fucking tasty. It was like a pancake social with scrambled eggs.
Did you get to say the food is so fucking tasty in line?
Of course.
Oh, no. The F word too?
No.
Oh, okay.
Please. Maybe it's closet Catholic, Lutherans. Lots of Jello.
So what we got here?
Well, now this weekend's also, you know, the past weekend. The next show, we'll probably hear about all of your stories from the big old whore's birthday.
The mouth of the South.
The mouth of the South. You know, Josh. I know people mentioned that they liked the theme song, but I don't remember what it was.
It was, I'm going to wash, or I'm going to knock that cock right out of your mouth.
That's right.
Ridiculous.
Aww. Hilarious.
He's looking for a new place to turn tricks.
Mm-hmm.
That's whore app.
Oh, we have a new listener. His name is Dave from Vancouver.
Hi, Dave from Vancouver.
He's cute. And he got our podcast from Pot is My Copilot.
Speaking of hot listeners, have we had anything from Nanad?
Nothing.
We had like a whole
Nanad.
We actually had like a whole fucking episode about how he was hot.
Right.
And nothing.
You're starting to become less hot.
I'll always
love you. But even more hotter. I don't get it.
Because he's unavailable.
Right.
he's
like literally probably fell off the face of the earth, and that makes him so hot.
He's just making us yearn for him.
Right. He's probably like in a Speedo right now on a beach with like a boy fanning him with grapes. Actually, he's going to Florida, I think, in the summer because he does like graduate school or something. So he's going to either University of Florida or South Florida, the school that I graduated from. I'm not for sure which one. And I was like, oh, too bad I don't live there anymore.
Hey, Southwest flights are generally pretty cheap.
Right?
Maybe he has a weekend. Mm-hmm. We can all pitch in for a ticket just to see Nanad. You can stay at our house.
Nanad,
we have an extra
face
bed.
Face forward, face backward. Okay, we're leaving. Bye.
we have an extra bed and room.
Oh.
Hi. Yeah.
We're sorry. You're probably not too skinny for him now.
I'ma cut you.
Oh, that was awful. Yeah. Remember what we talked about last night?
Yeah, Ricky.
But how we need to be nicer to each other. or there's too much y'all, negativity.
Y'all, we have a pandemic going on in our group of friends.
It's a contagion.
And it's
Ricky
awful.
Wants to have
it
a
so bad.
Ricky wants to have a sit-in where we
sit-in.
Have yeah. to, like, we
trust
have,
building exercises.
Yeah,
and
like where we have to write three good things about each other. And like we're really bad about cutting down each other and like hurting people's feelings, but then not realizing we're hurting their feelings until like days later when you're like, fuck, that might hurt their feelings.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Have you found us a new 1-star review from someone that we actually listened to?
No, I didn't even look. Sorry.
Well, why didn't you do that though?
Oh. Okay, so this guy says he left us a review, and I'm like, I don't see it, but it's in the Canadian store. So let's fly on over to Canada. Let's look for the maple. Woo, right there.
I still have my Canada gloves in my car.
Oh, mine are in my room now because I don't have to pack them away.
They were so toasty.
Y'all, I love going into the international store. Oh, that's a different picture than the one that's in our store.
For the Nicki Minaj.
I downloaded it.
Well, this is really nerdy, but this is more for the game night guys. Which, funny, I just see your Canadian store right there, too. I was very excited that they now have several expansion packs for Gloom.
I want to play that because it sounds interesting. Is it a card game? I can't remember.
Yeah.
I remember Brad talking about it, but I can't remember.
Yeah, you try to kill people off. It's fun.
It's like the Addams Family or something?
Very similar. Very similar.
Hmm. Y'all, we have 9 reviews in the
Canadia store.
In the Canadia store.
In the Canadia.
I wonder how many we have in Belarus.
So,
the day before my birthday.
D. Mills, Dave in Vancouver.
Dave in Vancouver, hi.
Which... he told me he had to look up where Chicago was because he wasn't for sure. And I'm like, okay, well, Vancouver's on the west coast of Canada, right? And he's like, yeah, I'm like 2 blocks away from the beach. And I was like, oh, well, I knew that.
We could take an Alaskan cruise and go.
And stop by there.
Hey,
what's up?
What's up?
I wonder what the beach is like there. I wonder if it has sand or if it's like the rocky kind. Like you get on the rock and it just like goes like straight down into like earth.
I'm sure they're both.
Straight down into earth.
Well, the ones in California are like that. Like you're in the water and then it's like bam, cliff. You're like down for the count.
Oh, you mean while you're in the water?
Yeah.
In the ocean?
Like it's not like
same like with Florida. Like, the when you get further out, there's drastic.
You have to be like way out in
Florida. No, I know.
Well, yeah. It depends on what
part. Have you ever swam in a quarry?
I like the water. Yeah. That's scary.
Those are scary because that's a when you talk about a drop, that's like seriously like an edge. Not a gentle. It is. You put your foot over. It's a square.
And if you don't know how to swim, you're fucking screwed. Yeah. There's no saving you because once you drown, you'll never be found.
Ooh.
Poet didn't know it. I like that.
Once you drown, you'll be found.
Wait, weren't we supposed to have some other kind of poetry thing? We're supposed to make something rhyme. What was that?
Oh, episode 411.
Oh,
sent from
411.
Heaven. Sent from heaven.
Like it.
Yeah, read the fucking review.
So this is from D. Mills and Vancouver, Canada. How do you say that in French?
Vancouver.
Yeah. Canada.
You look like a retard.
So, new listener to the show, but I am loving it already. Crass, clever, and slightly condescending. What a riot. Keep it up, guys.
Aww.
The only thing about this review that I just found out like 5 minutes ago.
What?
He has not heard any of the shows that you guys have been on.
How far did he start back?
Like 120, 150.
Shit.
He just passed the first Pride 48 show, like episode 200 and 201.
So that's where you're still in Florida then?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So, and, you know, I'm just reading this. You know Don, the guy that sent us the gloves?
Mm-hmm.
Really needs to update his review.
Because it's a 3-star. Because
it's 3 stars. And I just want to read it to go back in time. Wait, let me read it first. Oh, no. Oh, wait, August 11th. Yeah, I was here. I'm not going to read it. Never mind. But you need to really need to update your review to at least 4 stars. 5 stars. I mean, we called you sexy. You sent us gifts. We think you're cool and awesome because you're Canadian. And we love you even though you're French. Well, kind of French.
Yeah, I said Canadian.
Right.
French.
French-Canadian.
There you go.
So, y'all, that was us in the Canadia store. No one else has really left us anything. Womp, womp. Do it. Womp, all right, what else we got going on?
Well,
1-star review.
Work is kicking my ass, but
I can't find anything.
I don't really have much going on right now. We're just trying to. This is, I think, the time of spring, summer is starting early with the too much shit to do, and it's gonna get really annoying real quick. but we'll see. Yeah, aren't you and the girls gonna go to Cedar Point sometime this summer?
Yes, we are going between Pride, then we're gonna Cedar Point, and then the next weekend. No, Pride is in June, right?
Yes.
We're going in August. It's Market Days?
Yes, that's in August, I think.
Market Days, Cedar Point, and then I think the leather thing? There's something between. There's a bear event. Wait, Bear Pride. No.
No, that's May.
I don't know. It's between two events that... are on the list, and we're going to be really busy that month.
Yeah. So. Yeah, we're also just, you know, trying to prep for the onslaught of Bradley's family, where all 6,000 of them will be staying at our apartment.
When's that happening?
Second week in June. Oh, my God. That also means I really have to get on to writing my stepbrother's wedding ceremony since I'm marrying them on the beach.
Probably should do that. How hard is that? You just say what... The book says, right?
No, I got coming up with the. There's no book.
You just say
I'm creating it for them.
Oh, okay. Walt asked me to write his vows to Ken, but I was like, I don't think that's a good idea. Speaking of Walt, we have a phone call. Want to go with it?
Oh, we have another phone call.
Yeah, we have another phone call. Can you believe that?
Well, hot damn! Ring-a-ling a ding! We've got a phone call.
Hey, Foul Monkeys, it's Walt. I haven't called in a really, really long time. I'm pretty sure I haven't called since you've been in Chicago, Ricky, so it's long overdue for me to give a call. And I just had a couple of things I wanted to say. One, Ricky, you're an ass. I haven't gotten the first draft of my wedding vows yet. You're supposed to be writing them, and you don't have much time left. So can you get on that? Can you get on that now? Please? Please? Also to Brad James and Waylon Bill. I was really excited about the cruise you guys just took last week because that was the same ship that I was on this week last year. So it's almost like we're on the same ship almost at the same time, but a year apart. But it's so weird.
Timey-wimey.
But anyway, I also had one more thing to say. One of my favorite segments that you guys have been doing lately is the 1-star review segment. And I thought it would be fun if I gave you one and see if you could figure it out. Because you guys, you know, since you read them, you know what show it is. So this is a 1-star review. See if you can try to figure this
one. 1-star review.
This show used to be so good. I don't know what happened, but it's really gone straight to hell. The show used to be all about... talking about weight loss and begging for money, but ever since the host got fat again and found a sugar daddy, the show just isn't the same. Thank God he's got some really decent co-hosts that kind of save it, but otherwise, this show is one that you must skip. I don't know if you guys can guess it, but see if you can. All right, I'll talk to you guys later.
You do know that he's talking about Foul Monkeys, right?
I'm gonna cut you hair.
I think you should use that as your inspiration as you write his wedding vows.
Right. Good one, Waylon.
Waylon Bill.
Wait, you're
fat and he's boy.
We haven't done that high five in a while.
I know, it's been a while.
Switch it up.
No one ever sees that. We'll have to do it during Pride 48.
Do you know that there's several things that you guys don't do anymore that you started when you first came to Chicago?
You better open that mouth.
Like that.
Oh, yeah.
Cancer. Even though I think we've all been hit with that a little too much.
Yeah. We talked about it too much and got hit hard.
Right.
It's like, cancer, you want to make fun of me?
Let's do it. Let's take out your whole family.
It's on.
Ugh, crazy. Speaking of that, did I tell you guys about, or have I talked about on the show, how she has this new Chihuahua dog?
Yes.
Yes.
Have I talked about how ridiculous it is? Like, all the pictures?
Yes.
And all the costumes?
No.
Oh, there's costumes. There's play dates.
Oh, we heard about the play date.
There is, I believe I saw a picture today of a dog sitting in a high chair eating. What the hell is going on here?
I think you should dress up the provider like that. Every time your mom posts a picture, you should put the provider in the same pose and take a similar picture.
She looks like a lion.
Providers that look like mama's chihuahuas. .tumblr.com.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can find. Let's see here. Because she has different photos of it, like in tuxedos. And look, really? This is a play date. With another dog.
They both look very...
And they're on a carpet.
Aww.
And one of them has a dress.
And pearls.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Let's see here. Let's go back and see some other pictures my mom has taken. Is this a Harley Davidson outfit?
That one's creepy.
Oh, it's a tuxedo and a hat.
She's pissed.
It's a boy. His name's Gizmo. More play dates.
Weird.
I was a kid and I never got to have play dates or food.
You're making up for it now.
It's because you ate it all.
Look.
Oh, no one got it.
We all got it.
It's ridiculous.
College football fan.
Yeah, look, it has a bow tie.
So ridiculous.
Have you guys ever seen my mom?
No, but I'm the listeners are right fascinated by this.
I think you would look like her if you did drag.
I used to have red hair like that.
Before it fell out?
Well, before it turned brown. Asshole. Remember what we talked about last night?
Hey, this is fodder for the show.
Not
this isn't our real life.
The same.
Granted, pretty much it is. Because there is no separation.
All right, so what else we got going on here? Anything else we got to talk about?
I'm hungry.
I'm starving.
I'm hungry, y'all.
Bitch needs to eat.
No.
I think we're good. I mean, I think we've covered a lot of stuff, and I think our listeners need to keep sending us in
you
some
didn't
real
talk,
stuff to talk about.
You didn't talk about your dinner.
Oh, yeah, you have one last rant. You can end us on a very negative note. You don't want to bring
y'all,
it down?
That's...
Okay,
no.
Let's do this. Why don't you just go to Yelp.com, go to Chicago, and look up Pizza
Rustica,
and you'll find Ricky's review.
Y'all, now, don't. It is not professional.
So I love like how...
Professionally written.
So yesterday we have dinner at Hamburger Mary's before we all go see RuPaul's Drag Race at the call, and I love how he's all like, oh my God, in fire, screaming in this restaurant, talking about how he was screaming in another... And, oh, we're going to talk about this on the show. We're going to talk about this on the show. And now it's like, no.
Well, there was another item I was going to talk about, too, but I've kind of calmed down, so I'm okay.
Well, you already talked about that one.
And the Pizza Rustica story, I've told it, like, 5 times already. So I'm kind of like, I'm done with it.
Because you embarrassed yourself.
Because I embarrassed the shit out of myself, y'all.
Because when you retell it, you're like,
I started
damn.
Screaming like a howler monkey in the middle of the restaurant.
Give me back my card!
Yeah. It was ridiculous. But I have to say they have awful customer service. And if you go there, I will kick your ass.
Love you.
I will fucking rape you.
So basically this
and you'll like it.
So what we're learning is listen to our show or Ricky will rape you.
This is
and you'll like it.
And scream.
One thing that... Wait. Oh, I thought you played that on the computer. I was like, wow.
The awesome.
Yeah. So the best thing about the whole situation with the restaurant is Josh was actually speechless. I could not say a word. He was in total shock. He couldn't believe it. And, you know, that's hard to do.
Yeah.
Is to get Josh.
The mouth, you know, of the sow.
Right. So it was interesting. So I guess we're out of here. I'm done. Next time, y'all, we'll be recording in a high-rise apartment in downtown.
Yeah.
We're moving on up.
Moving on up. To the east side.
To the north side. Off the red
north
line.
North side. To deluxe apartment. In
it's
the
Andersonville.
Moving on up.
Moving on up.
Why does
George Jefferson?
So
that
reminds me of Joe in Dallas.
Yeah,
hey Joe. Whoa,
whoa. Why? Because of the show about black people?
Yes.
Duh.
Love you, Joe. And I want to be the new taste tester podcast of hot sauces.
Hot sauce.
Send us hot sauces.
Hot sauce. Hot cha cha cha.
All right, we're out of here.
God, that was painful.
This is Ricky. Do you really use Yahoo Messenger?
This
no,
is
from.
James Leroy.
I don't use it. This downloaded all my iPad, my new iPad, downloaded all of the apps.
He's got a section for horror apps too.
It downloaded all the apps that I've ever downloaded. Like, I've already deleted these, but I forgot to delete them from iTunes.
Is OkCupid really a horror app?
Yes.
I just put it in there because I don't use it.
But it's not like a horror app.
No, it's the horror. It's the Facebook for horrors. I liked it.
Yeah,
actually,
that's true.
I had some decent dates on it and some awful ones.
Goodbye.
Some awful. But then I met Brad. Oh my God, what?
We should do the PowerPoint for Pride 48.
A what?
Your PowerPoint.
I am not.
Do it. No one's going to know.
That'd be funny. Do we have a projector?
We just have to leave.
We'll have to get a projector.
Wait, why do you want? Why do you want to go through my... People are not going to find a
PowerPoint.
This will
be funny.
Of the
no.
people that I date.
This will be funny.
No.
Yeah. Anyway, bye.
A relaxed Bye. Ass is a happy ass.
Goodbye.
But if it's a tight and unrelaxed ass, it's an unhappy ass.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. You can give us a call at 206-984-3685 or text us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by searching for Foul Monkeys, Way Willie, and James Leroy FM. Or email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com or James Leroy FM at gmail.com.
Also, find us on our Facebook fan page.
What was that?
Follow us on our Tumblr.
You heard that, bitch?
Oh, foulmonkeys.tumblr.com.
Oh,
yeah. We also love reading those reviews you give us. So please head on over to iTunes, where you can also subscribe to our show.
Oh,
enjoy, baby.
Oh.